Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I want to talk about Luka Doncic. And he averaged 35.7 points in the playoff series against the Clippers. Just was unbelievable, almost unstoppable, Ryan. But I think we're too quick to want to crown guys. And I'm not saying he's not a great player. I don't want you to think I'm dissing him or I don't think he's
you're kind of dissing
all that.
Him, Rob.
But no,
you're kind
but
of dissing him,
but
Rob.
I'm
it's
telling
so many
you,
words.
My issue is he choked.
No!
He choked.
No!
Yes, he did,
what?
Ryan. Let me make my case.
How do you say that he choked, man?
He choked. And here's the problem I have. They won the first two games on the road. You got to win that series when you're him, when you're Luka, and you're playing like that. You got to win one home game, and you win the series. They didn't win a single home game. He didn't play nearly as well. You got to admit this, Ryan. In the fourth quarters, I don't know if it's weight or conditioning or whatever, or they D'd up a much better, but he wasn't as great as he was earlier in games, right? And you got to win that series. You can't – when you're up 2-0, the Clippers had to win 4 out of 5, and they had to win 3 of those 4 wins – had to come on the road.
Let me ask you something,
if
Rob.
If you're that dog, man, I got to win one game. They should have won this series.
Let me ask you something, Rob. Is this Clippers unit, have they been together long? How long would you say they've been together? Core nucleus. How long have they been together, Rob?
2 years.
Okay. Are they defending champs?
No.
So, no, this is a team that's still figuring things out. They don't know who they are. So what happened is they got down 2-0. And they had to figure out what works for them, what doesn't work. You had to Ty Lue had to tinker some things in the offense.
I get all that.
Hold on, Rob. Who's the second option for Luka? Name his second option.
Tim Hardaway.
No.
Junior.
Stop it. Stop. If we were on the phone, I'd hang up. Stop it. Stop it, Rob.
No, but here's my point though. I totally get what you're saying. But once you win those first two games, I'm saying to you, you need to close this out. You need to be able to get one win at home, Ryan, if you're that guy. When you start talking about he's Larry Bird and what Larry Bird did when he joined the Celtics and what happened and how that franchise turned around, Luka has played the Clippers twice now, right? And been sent home twice by the Clippers. In 6 games last year and 7 games this year. So I'm just saying, he's a phenomenal player. They choked that down. They were up 2-0 after winning 2 games on the road, right? You got to win that, Ryan. No, you got to win that if you're that guy. And everybody's telling me he is. He's the next Larry Bird. Win me one home game. They should have won game 6 at home. No?
Hey, so when Larry Legend was doing his thing, he was just a one-man band.
No, he wasn't, but his first year, can I tell you that?
No,
32-game win improvement from the year that he joined the Celtics to the next year. So they weren't good. No, they weren't good when he got there.
So you're judging him because he just lost to arguably the most talented or second most talented team in the entire NBA.
No, I get that.
But you don't because you're saying he should have won the series when
they're up 2-0 after they win the first two on the road. Ryan, come on. If you can't protect your home court for one. You just need to win one game.
So, Rob.
One.
Rob, if you're telling me, and you agreed earlier that the Clippers are not a well-oiled machine, right? Which means they still could play better, correct? And what happened was the Clippers played better. They found a lineup that worked. Kawhi Leonard was Kawhi Leonard. And they found out how to defend a guy who can shoot the three, pass, you know, post up, you run pick and roll. Like, they had to find out how to guard Luka Doncic. And if LeBron James went home with not having his second option, you think Luka's supposed to beat the Clippers?
But wait a minute. It's not like Luka had 13 points in Game 7. He had 47. So it wasn't. So whatever they did to figure him out, all I'm saying is it wasn't like they shut him down and then they couldn't score because nobody else on the team could.
So he's had 47 and what about 10 or 15 assists? That's not doing his job? That's a choke job?
No, but a choke that they lost 4 out of 5, including 3 straight at home. I'm just saying, once you take a 2-0 lead, you know how many times that a team has come back from being down 0-2, losing the first 2 games at home in the history of this association? It was coming into this series, it only had happened 4 times where a team came back.
I guess I was one of those teams because we got up with the Clippers. We got up. And maybe that's why I'm defensive, Rob. We got up 2-0 on the Memphis Grizzlies.
And choked it down.
Yeah, we lost 4 straight, though, Rob.
We couldn't even mix in a win.
Rob, it happens. Memphis was a better team than us. And in the playoffs, I want you to remember this, Rob, and you know this better than I do, so I don't even know why I'm saying it to you. I'm saying it to the fans because you're on your poo-poo right now. You're on your poo-poo.
I am. I'm poo-pooing everything.
It's a game of adjustments. In the playoffs, you make adjustments. I remember our runs to the Eastern Conference finals in Boston. We were playing against Philadelphia, and, you know, one game Lou Williams just starts going off. The next game we trap Lou Williams, it's a different story. Then Jrue Holiday goes off. We had to send a different attention towards him. So there's always changes that you make in a series. Sometimes you stay home. Sometimes you rotate. You know, you clog the lane. And guess what? Dallas just couldn't make those adjustments. And at the end of the day, Rob, you know in your heart and in those Jordans that you just got, the $200 for yes. Jordans, you know that the Clippers are the better team.
I'm not saying, look, that the Clippers weren't the better team. But I'm saying if you're like that special guy, especially after a situation where you shock the Clippers and you win two road games to start, I'm saying that is your moment. That if he would have shocked them and beaten them, then I would have been like, incredible. Wow.
Hey, Rob.
They were number 3. What were they? 3 seed? No. Yeah, 3 and they were 6. That would have been an incredible moment, but that's not what happened. It didn't happen because they lost 4 out of 5 and 3 straight at home. That's not a Larry Bird. I can't give you a Larry Bird moment.
Let me ask you something. To the tune of 31, 11, and 10, 39, and 7, 44, 9, and 9, a meager 19, 6, and 6, 42, 14, and 8, 29, 11, and 8, 46, 14, and 7, and you tell me Luka underachieved?
Yes, because it's not about numbers. What is it about? I told you, Ryan Hollins, for the 100th time, sports has a short menu. Wins and losses. You can score all the points you want. You could have 47 in game 7. Nobody cares. You didn't get the W. You got to get the W. You got to win to move on. That's what people care about.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest, Showtime Sean Porter, 2-time welterweight boxing champ. Sean, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Man, good to hear from y'all again.
Hey, Sean, I'm going to admit, maybe I'm the only one in the United States that didn't watch it. I followed it on Twitter. I was out last night, refused to give those guys any money, Mayweather or Paul. I think these things are starting to hurt boxing, and people won't start fighting real fighters if they can make a bag of money and not have to fight anybody. What did you make of the fight last night? Did you enjoy it?
You know, let's start there. The entire night was cool. We had some real fights within the spectacle. I even thought that Chad Johnson provided a little entertainment there as well. And of course, I was pulling for my boy because I'm a big fan of his on the field. But then when you get to the main event, I felt like it was underwhelming, and I felt like, you know, my bubble kind of deflated. There was something missing there. It seemed like it was uneventful, and I just expected it to be more entertaining, and I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting, to be honest with you, but I think that it underwhelmed myself, and I think that for the people, for the most part, I think that they found that it really didn't do exactly what they thought it was going to do in terms of excitement. So, but at the end of the day, man, I don't think that this is going to be something that's going to trend with real boxers. I think it's something that's going to continue to trend with guys like Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco, and other athletes out there that may be retired or just want to try their hand in boxing. I think that this is going to continue to trend that way. But you definitely will not see real fighters who are basically at the highlight of their careers, like myself and other champions right now, getting in the ring with YouTubers or things like that just because it's going to bring them money.
But Sean, real quick, and Ryan, you could jump in next.
Yeah.
The money aspect, like you know what I mean? Like, you're not worried about losing to anybody, right? You're not going to take a punishment from some YouTuber who's not a real, quote-unquote, real boxer, and you still get paid tons of loot. Why wouldn't that be attractive to a boxer if I can get in and not have to worry about, you know what I mean, getting hurt or putting myself in harm's way? Mayweather even said it after that he would be interested in doing it again because he's not putting himself in harm's way. He knows he can't get hurt.
Yeah. You. I think that fighters, a lot of guys, their goals and their destiny as boxers start well before they know what kind of money they can make. And of course, guys are seeing the kind of money that can be made now. But a lot of fighters, their goal is belts. Their goal is beating the best fighters in the world. Their goal isn't the money, and their goal isn't fighting guys who are known to the world. And so I'm just saying that to say I really think that there's a boxing is a fraternity, just like the NBA. Y'all ain't letting just anybody in the NBA. The NFL ain't just letting anybody in the NFL. And just because the boxing world is allowing this to happen with this YouTubers and things like that, when it comes to the real elite are not going to get in the ring with anyone who isn't real and isn't elite in the sport just for the money. I don't think that that's going to happen. And I got to say, if it does, I'm probably going to be heartbroken if I see it.
Now, Sean, the NBA had this problem of some sorts because when it came to the NBA dunk contest, which was really an icon staple of the NBA, the superstars didn't want to do it. LeBron never got in it. Yep. I haven't seen Zion. And there's a guy, you know, about 190 pounds with a 7-foot wingspan that can do any dunk you want to see. These street dunkers are better than the NBA dunkers. And that's kind of what we're seeing in boxing. Do you feel like there's not enough star power in boxing? Is it, you know, the heavyweight division doesn't have an icon you can get behind? We don't have. Why are these names missing? Is it the highlights, the knockouts? What is boxing missing to where we got to see a YouTuber just getting busy? Or is it following? Is it 2021? Help me, Sean.
Listen, it's really not what boxing is missing. It's what these YouTubers and the social media thing is what it's commanding. Right now, everybody follows social media, and they, for the sake of words, do what social media tells them to do. These guys who are getting out there making money, the Paul brothers, they know that if we say, hey, we're going to be on 6th Street at 6 o'clock, tune in. Everybody's going to be at on 6th Street, and they're going to tune in. And so now they've taken it to the boxing world. They say, yo, we're getting in the boxing ring. We're doing it live on YouTube. Pay $20, and you can check it out. And everybody's doing that. So it's no reflection on boxing. It's a reflection of these guys and what they're commanding right now. You know,
But Sean, and our guest is Showtime Sean Porter, of course, the two-time welterweight boxing champ. But my thing is, boxing has, you know, in a roundabout way, gotten involved because, like, the boxing networks, I think, was it Showtime? Who's the one who is like
Showtime
a partner?
Showtime just did this.
Right.
Yeah.
They're getting involved in this instead of saying, nah, this guy's not a boxer. We shouldn't be doing this because this hurts our long term, because this will, at some point, it's going to fade out, but you can hurt your product in the meantime. And people got to understand, people will always want to watch a train wreck. You know what I mean? They really want to watch either Paul get his block knocked off or him get a lucky punch and get Mayweather knocked out. That's what they're watching. But then a lot of people, a lot of my friends were like, dude, it was terrible. Like, I really felt like I wasted money because it wasn't what I thought it would be. And then there's not even a decision, you know, on the fight. So what is it?
Yeah. And, it becomes a money grab. It's a money grab for Mayweather. You have to respect it because he's done everything that can be done in the sport of boxing. So you, at some capacity, you say, all right, I get it. Go ahead and do it. Showtime was loud about it. We'll never do it. We're not supporting this. We don't want this for boxing. But as soon as they did it, Mayweather, they said, all right, we're going to get behind this and make some money too. So it kind of is what it is, man. Real talk, boxing is kind of – money moves boxing, you know, more than any other sport. I think every other sport out there, there's some other things that govern the sport and make it so that there's nothing more than what you see on the surface. But boxing, you know, doesn't really have that governing body, that one sound, one mind.
When if you didn't fight the next guy in line, they took your belt. You know what I mean? You couldn't decide who you were going to fight and duck guys.
Yeah.
You had to fight. I've been covering boxing since the 90s, and I'm telling you, it was just different. And now, because there's no governing body, man, it's just a free-for-all. And guys like Mayweather can just cash in whenever he wants. I'm sure when he deposited his money at the bank this morning, he probably had a ski mask on. I mean, because I mean, it's just a money grab. And I feel bad for people who keep pouring money into these things.
Hold on, Rob. I gotta ask it. Sean, I gotta come back to something you said earlier.
Okay.
You're a two-time world champ. If Jake Paul wants to get in the ring with you, are you passing up the bag?
I'm at a different point in my career now than a lot of guys. I'm older. Even though I'm only 33, I'm a little older. I've done a lot of things. Practically everything that I wanted to do in boxing, I've actually done. At this point, I tell everybody, it's not for me, it's not even the belts, and it's really not the money. It's about my legacy, and the only way I solidify my legacy is based on who I'm getting in the ring with, or who I'm getting down with, where we do it at, how many fans attend, and how many fans tune in. That's what I care about. I care about what everybody sees and what everybody is going to remember. That's what I care about. At the end of it, if somebody's saying, hey, we'll give you $5 million to do this, we'll give you $10 million to do this, and I'm looking at it and I'm saying, hey, the 5 or the 10 is going to do this or that for my family. I've done everything that I wanted to do at this point for my legacy. Yeah, let's go ahead and make it happen.
Hey.
Then I'll make it happen, but let me tell you, I'll be front with you, 100 with you right now. There's a couple of fighters that I have to get in the ring with before I retire. And if somebody comes to me with 5 or 10 and it ain't them guys, I can't even do it because my legacy comes first.
No doubt. No, I hear that. And, Sean, man, we appreciate you and your insight. Very, very unbelievable where boxing is heading. But thanks, my man. We appreciate it. Showtime Sean Porter here on The Odd Couple.
Listen, stay locked, man. Boxing ain't going nowhere but up. And we got a great year ahead of us, man. We got the trilogy with Wilder and Fury. We got Pacquiao and Spence in August. We got a good year coming up for us, man.
All right. I hope so. Appreciate you. All right.
Appreciate it, Sean.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ryan, I want you to hear this, saying basically that if LeBron can't score 25 or 28 points or whatever a game in the playoffs, he should probably retire, because LeBron averaged 23. And you saw it when you asked him to be that guy when there's no Anthony Davis. He was unable to get to that level to be able to lead a team. But here's Channing Frye.
If LeBron is averaging less than 25 points a game, right, which he's been averaging, I think he should retire. That's a crazy thing for me to say. But if he leaves the game averaging 25 points a game, right, if he says, and also I'm going to, you know, add another level on this, who are the Lakers bringing in or trading for that can put him over the top?
Please, I need you to comment on this one.
Well, Channing is looking at it from a numbers standpoint. He's also looking at it and questioning the front office of the Lakers, which he should. But there's no way on God's green earth that we can see LeBron Raymond James retiring because he didn't average 25 points per game. And Rob, I sent it over. I'm not sure if any of you had seen it, but LeBron James just posted a clip from Gladiator, and he put the world on notice. Even though he's out of the playoff, he put him on notice. And Rob, he said that he will be back. The Lakers are not done. We have not seen the last of King James. So maybe he saw what Channing Frye had to say, his former teammate, his guy.
Let's bring in Rob G. Rob, you got more details on this.
Yeah.
What was this, on Instagram?
It was on Instagram, and Ryan did a good job explaining it, but here's exactly what he put. He put a video clip from the movie Gladiator where he says, I will have my vengeance in this day or the next, with the caption underneath it, I promise you I will, in all caps. Count me out if you want to. Hashtag man in the arena. Hashtag the kid from Akron.
Sounds kind of lame to me.
Rob!
I'm just Ryan. Dude, why? After all he's accomplished, he's a great player. He doesn't have to prove anything to anybody, does he? Really, Ryan?
Hey, Rob, let me ask this.
You got knocked out of the playoffs. Your big guy was hurt. You won a championship last year. You just go out quietly. Just fade out. Work on it yourself. You don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to send out lame videos and video clips. Just let your resume speak for itself. LeBron is still, to this day, I just don't get it. Ryan, after all he's accomplished, he still feels like he has to prove something.
Let me tell you.
How can you consider yourself the GOAT if you have to prove something to somebody?
Let me tell you something, Rob. If Michael Jordan played in 2021, he would have an Instagram page.
He wouldn't be doing that.
He would have an Instagram page.
I'm not saying where he...
And he would be adamant, and I don't think there'd be a huge difference between LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan just didn't have social media, man.
But he didn't talk about himself like that. Even he could have done all that when he was winning, going 6-0. He could have boasted and bragged and said all that. That wasn't him.
Hold on, Rob.
Him.
I'm sure you've been in the vicinity of Michael or around Michael. Michael ain't afraid to tell you how good that Michael is. Come on, Rob.
I get that, but I'm talking about that just wasn't a part. He just did it. I just don't understand, like you got knocked out. You didn't just win the championship and you're barking and telling people how great you are. You don't have to tell, I promise you I'm going to be back. Nobody's saying LeBron's going anywhere. Who's saying LeBron's going anywhere? Well, or he won't be back,
Rob,
next year when those guys are healthy.
We just heard Channing Frye say that. You see who said it? That's our segment.
No, but I don't. But he's talking about retiring because he's not averaging 25? Is that really the conversation?
Listen,
I'm not buying that at all.
The one thing, it is a fair.
LeBron ain't going anywhere. Okay. I mean, he needs Anthony Davis. That's why they made the deal And traded away all those young players to go get him. Because LeBron, when he got here, that first year, what happened? Right? With the young guys. They didn't make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs. Yeah. But Rob,
LeBron ain't crazy.
Rob, am I crazy to think that, and we had to see this, there is a fear that we will watch LeBron James' demise the same way we watch Michael Jordan on the Wizards.
Yep.
And
who
Kobe
didn't make
Bryant,
the playoffs his last two
and,
years.
And
right.
Kobe Bryant, and we can thank Brendan Haywood for that. Shout out. My co-host on the 7 Footers podcast, but and Kobe Bryant, who I don't want to say stunk things up in L.A., but he won Kobe. Like, is there a fear that we'll
they
watch
didn't make
that
the
from
playoffs
LeBron?
His last 4 years, right?
No. 4 years, right. Is there a fear? Does Channing Frye have a point that we may see that?
Yeah, but you got to get there first. You know what I mean? Like if LeBron's going to play the next 2 years. Now, if they don't make the playoffs with Anthony Davis and him, something's wrong, okay? Then yeah, I'm with you. I'm with Channing Frye that he needs to reevaluate it. But this ain't like I just can't believe that'll be the case, you know, with an AD. AD was hurt, right?
Yeah, but Rob, I'm going to play devil's advocate. How do we not know? How do we know Anthony Davis is going to be healthy? How do we know
that?
We never see
and
it
you know
again?
What? I'm not going to argue with you from the standpoint that last year might have been the anomaly, right? Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
Because he has missed. Go look at his record and how many games he's missed. And remember, New Orleans wasn't making the playoffs all the time. So there's a lot of you can look at and say, yeah, I mean, AD's MO, Ryan, is that he gets hurt.
Yeah.
It just is.
And I don't mind, and I'm sure nor does the front office, that Anthony Davis would miss games. But the tough part where everybody's up in arms and now he's missed playoff games. So the only reason that you play the game, you load manage, that Anthony Davis was set out an extreme amount of time this season. He missed darn near the entire season was so that he could be ready for the playoffs. And Rob, am I mistaken that you wouldn't be a little upset? Fire the training staff, try to figure things out. How's he not ready for the play? He sat out the entire year.
No, I get it.
And I'm not player to player. I'm not questioning his injury. Don't take that wrong. But I'm saying these are the internal discussions that happen in the front office when you lose a championship. Somebody got to go.
Well, I think their hands are tied for the most part because they just don't have the space. They had it. Remember when they offered it Kawhi?
Open your eyes up, Rob. It don't got to be a player. It might be a coach. It might be the train. Unfortunately, when you lose, somebody has to be the scapegoat. Rob, you've covered leagues longer than I have,
35
right? 35
years, absolutely.
Right?
No, you're right. I mean, trust me, they're not happy that they got knocked out in the first round. I don't care what the situation, because you remember people were dancing in the streets in L.A. after game 3. Am I right? Oh, they took control of the series. They got a clear path to the finals. You remember all that?
Yeah.
I didn't even mention it. David Vasse, who covers the Dodgers for AM 570 here in Los Angeles, after that game 3, Ryan, bet me $200 pair of Jordans that he had the Lakers and I had the field for them to repeat as champs.
Oh!
Can you believe that?
Oh, which ones are you getting, Rob? Only 200?
Yeah, 200 max. Come on, man. We ain't no ball players.
No, you know what I mean?
He got a wife and kids. I'm not trying to do that to him. But I got – he paid up today. Yep. I got the 200.
Shout out Vasse.
I got to go figure it out. David Vasse came through. But that's what people were thinking, right, after game 3. So for them to go from euphoria that they were going to make it to, you know, being out of it and getting knocked out in the first round, you're right. Someone's going to pay the price. Is it Schroeder? You know what I mean? Not getting a deal and them taking it out on him because he didn't play well. We're Laker fans. You know that you're from Pasadena. You're from the L.A. area. Laker fans, if they re-signed Schroeder, I don't think they'd be happy with that after his performance. Am I right?
It wouldn't
feel right.
If you're telling me that doesn't mean anything, just go and ask Dwight Howard.
Right.
Listen, Dwight Howard was a fine basketball player. He had a broken back. He was coming off a broken back. And when he got to L.A., boy, and I'm not saying it's just over for Schroeder forever, but boy, hey, Rob, he had some making up to do, and yes, he did an excellent job. But, Rob, how long do you think it took until fans opened up to Dwight Howard?
No, you're right. And if you remember to this day, when Dwight left L.A., you remember this, Ryan.
Ooh.
And I know him and Kobe didn't get along, but he left $30 million on the table. You remember that? By going to Houston, he lost that. $30 million. How many guys could do that?
Not too many. Not this guy right here.
Ryan
Hollins would have been right there.
I would have been like, I guess I'm staying with L.A. and Kobe's going to have to yell at me, but I'm getting that $30 million.